ABC Radio Australia.
2 years ago, Tonga won the Men's World Rugby Sevens Challenger Series and came within touching distance of joining their Pacific neighbours Fiji among the elite. But now the team is on the verge of extinction, and so is Tonga's national women's sevens side. As is so often the case in Pacific sport, it all comes down to money, and for the Tonga Rugby Union, funds are in very short supply. The union's focus is on the men's and women's 15s, and for the sevens teams to continue, a new source of income has to be found. The TRU's chief executive, Aisia Aholele, says a final decision has yet to be taken, but he's frustrated that his organisation has been left in the dark about World Rugby's future plans for the sevens setup.
I haven't been informed of anything in regards to changes in World Rugby Sevens. I have heard whispers around here there about changes in formats, but we haven't received anything official from World Rugby.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel as though you've been abandoned by World Rugby? I mean, I'm presuming you're not the only nation that hasn't been officially informed, but looking at your own situation, how on earth do you plan if you don't know what it is you're planning for?
Yeah, we have ideas of how to use the Sevens program for development of our high performance and our players. But, you know, we're not performing on the field and things are against us, you know. We just feel that, yeah, we're left out pretty much. And there's no direct funding for us for Sevens. Everything's just packed into the 15s. We've been left out in the cold a few times in the past. I think one time when we passed the Challenger Series and qualified to go into the circuit, but that area, they cut the teams to 12. So very unfortunate for, you know, that's been the story for us in the last few years, that everything's been cut from participating right up to funding and everything else. So the way we view Sevens right now is not in good light at the moment.
Are you therefore, as a union, having to consider whether it's feasible to continue with National Sevens teams?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, Tonga doesn't have much in regards to resources, let alone money to invest in Sevens. We don't get separate funding from World Rugby or any other organisations. The funding that we do get is probably from the IOC. Of course, I think it's the Solidarity Fund, but that's minimal to putting a team together, preparation. And we're seriously thinking of not putting a team together for international reasons, because the cost is a lot for a small union like us, you know. And if the teams don't perform, the return on investment, yeah, it's not good. So we're seriously thinking about just cutting our Sevens program altogether.
When would you expect a final decision to be taken on that?
Probably in the next board meeting. I have to put it to the board. Put it to them that in a international stage, we can't help the team, can't put any money through. It's just too much for Tonga Rugby at the moment, especially with our funding, considering insurance, player payments and everything like that. It's very, very hard for us at the moment. I've had to ask the Sevens teams, the management, that they seek funding themselves, that they have to try to be independent and take ownership of the Sevens program. But, you know, that's very hard on them. And it's not their job. It's the union's job. But we don't have the funding. It's a very unfortunate circumstance that we're in. But, you know, that's the reality that if we want to participate, everyone has to help out from the top down, but to the players as well. If you go onto our Facebook page, our Sevens and our under 20s and our women's asking for money along the streets of Nukualofa just to help them. Campaigns, but it's the way it is for us right here in Tonga. And yeah, we'll just have to see what the board says. And if it is cut, then it is cut. But it doesn't mean the Sevens on island is cut. You know, they can still participate in the Sevens competition, but for international purposes, we're not performing, we're not being targeted as a team to support or invest in, and it's just all downhill for us in the Sevens at the moment.
Have you considered seeking support from the Australian government, for example, who seem to be very keen to put money into sport in the Pacific these days and have certainly assisted, for example, Fijiana, the national women's team in Fiji have benefited, the Fijian Andrua have benefited. Might that be a possibility for you to ask for a bit of assistance from them to keep the National Sevens team going?
I haven't really explored that area. There is a lot of funding from the Australian government to support the Tonga Rugby holistically. But in Sevens program, no. It might be an avenue, but what I'm getting from Australia is that they've exhausted funding to rugby in general. The only funding that can be sourced from the Australian government is probably if it was government to government requesting funding. But that takes time and there's government, requesting government to support a program that there's no real promise there. I like, of course, the Fijian team that is always performing and make a request, and then I'm sure the Australian government will grant it. But Tonga doesn't get any separate funding from the Australian government in regards to the Sevens. It will be okay for us to explore that option, but we're not holding our breath on that one.
So as a union, and I think you hinted at this earlier, you feel rather cast out into the wilderness on this, as if nobody seems to want to help you or keep the National Sevens teams going.
It is very, very hard because of the unique circumstances that Tonga Rugby is in at the moment. Our players are not really based on Ireland. The majority of our best players are overseas. So, you know, just getting them together to play is a real, real challenge in itself. And that costs a lot to blind people from here and there and to put them in camp in a foreign land where our currency is minuscule in rates. It's a very hard job to do. We always believe that we'd have talent for rugby, but that's not the end of the journey. And the rest of it has to be investment. But we're on the outside of everything at the moment.
So the TRU's next board meeting could signal the end for Tonga's National Sevens team, unless perhaps a generous benefactor steps in. Well, that was Union's CEO Aisia Aholele on the line from Nuku'alofa, and he was talking to Richard Ewart.